Good morning. I'm Anders Gillis from the Vasa Ski Club in Traverse City with this week's cross-country ski report. Last week's blizzard conditions have created some of the best ski conditions of the year. The heavy amounts of freezing rain of early winter have left behind a firm base. With the snowfall on top of that icy base, we might have quality skiing for weeks to come. If you're looking to get off the beaten path, consider trying the Muncie Lake Trails pathway this week. Northwest of Traverse City, the Muncie Lakes Trails remains one of the best-kept secrets in northwest Michigan. The trail meanders through rolling hills and goes along lakes and the upper Boardman River. In Roscommon, the cross-country ski headquarters is hosting a free ski lesson on March 2nd. After your ski lesson, stick around for the Ribs and Blues event. Skiing, live music, and barbecue? I don't think it gets much better than that. If you have not yet skied on Hickory Hills Trails in Traverse City, Michigan, you're really missing out. If you're a novice skier, start out in the meadows where there is open scenery and gradual rolling hills. Conditions at Shanty Creek are also reported to be excellent. Finally, if you're looking to do some racing, on March 2nd, the Black Mountain 31K Classic and 10K Tour stops in Sheboygan, Michigan. If you see Tom Satter at the Black Mountain 31K, be sure to congratulate him. The Cedar, Michigan resident was the first overall skier in the 70 to 74 age group at the American Burkebeiner in Hayward, Wisconsin last week, America's largest race. I'm Anders Gillis from the Vasa Ski Club in Traverse City. Find a link to more information on ski conditions in northern Michigan at interlochenpublicradio.org. Skol.